You're listening to Speechmark, a podcast by Vodafone that delves into the people and technologies behind our connected future. I'm your host, Ellie Williams. Connectivity leaves a mark on everything it touches. This is a podcast about connectivity and the people working on technology that will make society's future ready. Drone logistics is fast becoming one of the big technology topics, with companies like Amazon and Uber going big on drone delivery. But drones could be used to deliver much more than shampoo and pizzas. Thomas and Eugene from Mama Bird have much more life-impacting goals in mind.
I guess I'll start. I'm Eugene. I grew up in Malawi, a small country in Southeast Africa. When I graduated college, I had a burning desire to work with robotics, but more specifically drones. That's where this journey began. Originally, in my first business, I worked with drones for mapping, for floods, agricultural mapping with rural farmers, and that type of thing. And along the way, I met Thomas, and that's how Mama Bird got started.
I'm Thomas Lozon, co-founder of Mama Bird. I've been working in the drone sector for 5 years now. When I got started, we started a company called Craft in Theory, where we were working on sense and avoid technologies for drones. And from there, we started working on our own software, working on our own hardware that we eventually put up for sale on our website. In the process of doing this, I was looking for drone opportunities and found a drone opportunity out in Malawi. Reached out to the world asking who would want to help me. And that's how I found Eugene out in Malawi. And so we started thinking about how we could use drones to solve some of the world's problems, concrete problems out in Africa. And that's how we started thinking about Mama Bird and how we could use drones to deliver packages out to remote areas.
We thought one area we could make a big difference is infant and maternal mortality, usually during the period of childbirth, where the mom is the most vulnerable and the baby is also the most vulnerable within the first 1,000 days of life. And so there's a lot of women that are in hard-to-reach areas and have to travel long distances to get to healthcare centers and hospitals. And along the way, a lot of things happen. So we thought if we could build drones that could carry life-saving supplies, particularly that would be clean birth kits that are made by our friends out of India. They're called AGE. Clean birth kits that have sterile needles, razors, clean soap, hand sanitizers, and everything necessary for sanitary conditions for the mother to give birth in. We had nutrition bars for stunting, to solve stunting and malnutrition in under 5 children, which is a big problem in developing countries. So yeah, just packages like that. And then from then on, we could move on to other things like mosquito nets and low-cost glasses, but yeah, those type of care packages.
So how exactly do you go about starting a drone logistics company? Turns out there's a lot more than just the challenge of airlifting supplies, and that bit is already hard enough.
So right now we have a company. We're based out of Malawi. We're registered over there. We've been out there going out to interview women out in villages, interview people in health centers, trying to create relationships. Because one of the key aspects of our solution is creating these trusted partnerships with the health centers. That is what we believe is one of the keys, because we don't want to be sending out drones out in the open and not knowing who's going to receive them. If there's nobody watching for the drone, somebody might go out and steal it. So one of the first steps in this technical solution is actually a human, where you have to go and reach out to people and tell them what this project is about, what they can expect from it, and tell them how it works. And then we have to know that we can trust these people, and they will take care of the drones once they arrive. So we've been talking to these people out in Malawi. We've also been, of course, working on the drone itself. Our strategy is to buy drones off the shelf that are maybe 90% completely built, because we don't want to be building drones ourselves. It's such a competitive market, and there are new things coming out all the time. So we want to leverage the new advancements in technology and then bring our last 10% that makes a drone a Mama Bird drone. And that is, the carrier solution, the landing solution, because we're going to be landing in specific locations in Malawi. And so we've been working with our partners to develop those last 10% together and trying the different solutions. Last week, we were out experimenting with the company out in Virginia here in the United States to carry smaller type packages up to 2-3 kgs. So our target, you know, is 20 kilogram payloads. Not every run will want to deliver the big packages. There may also be some fast runs that we want to do. We're working on developing these different drone solutions, evaluating the cost basis, seeing how much, you know, different platforms will require in terms of, you know, of maintenance, operational costs, identifying the drones that we'll be leveraging, working on developing the last 10%.
Being from this part of the world, I saw a lot of stories in the newspaper. And also, I think I spoke to one or two women who have lost a child before, possibly because they had to walk a long distance to get to somewhere where they could be taken care of. And so it just got me thinking, but hey, isn't there something we could do to solve this, you know? Also talking with Thomas, I think we quickly thought about how we could use our skills and working with drones. And he came down this side and we explored the problem a little more and went around and talked to a few more people, went to a few more villages, did that a couple of times, and yeah, really just did the groundwork and talked to people and saw their pain points and felt their pain and thought, hey, this is something we could tackle and put our skills to best use with. So that's kind of how we got here.
Mama Bird, I think, is a fantastic name for essentially a tech startup. How did you come up with the name?
There's a lot of drone companies out there that have very technical names, and we thought that was maybe a little bit too harsh. And, you know, the reputation of drones has been, you know, drones that are kind of against humanity. You know, drones that you hear, that you used to hear in the news were more for, you know, going to foreign countries and monitoring, targeting people. And we thought, no, if we want to have acceptance of these drones, we have to find a name that sounds like it's a drone that's helping populations, that's feeding children, you know. And then we thought about nurturing. I mean, that's kind of what we want to do, nurture. And we thought, well, who's best to nurture? Oh, mom is the best person to nurture. So and so I said, wow, well, a lot of people like their moms, and that's what really we thought would be great in our name, that these are drones that come and they come to feed you, they come to take care of you, they come to nurture you. And that's what we tried to convey in the name. So that's how we came up with the name Mama Bird.
So in terms of the technical solution then, in practical terms, what's the range of the drones? You've already told us how much they could carry, but how far can they go? How do you track them? How do you keep in communication? And you know, how do you make sure they go where they need to go?
We've got several scenarios, and you know, our target payload is 15 to 20 kilograms, and the range is between 40 and 60 kilometers. And of course, you know, range depends on how much payload you put on the drone. So for instance, with a lighter payload, you may be able to go farther out, whereas with more payload, well, you're going to be restricted to a shorter range. But that's kind of the target platform. And to address this right now with the state of drone technologies, you have several solutions. You have the, you know, the multi-copter, the fixed wing, and then you have helicopters. Now, the one we're targeting is the multi-copter because of the ease of use. But that being said, with that kind of payload and that kind of range, electric drones, like purely electric drones, are not able to carry that kind of payload at that kind of distance. So the drone we're leveraging is a hybrid gas-powered drone that is actually just like an electric drone, but has an electric generator, gas-powered electric generator that charges a battery in flight, and then the power is drawn from the battery during the flight. So we're using long-range radios, multiple systems, but there's a long-range radio that can have up to 30 to 40 kilometer range. What that means is that if we're going 60 kilometers, we won't be able to at all times guarantee that one radio will be able to track. However, what we can do is we can have radios at the warehouse and then a radio at the health center and connect through that radio at the health center through the cellular network. So that way we can have coverage from both ends. And as the drone transitions between one radio from the warehouse to the radio at the health center, it's capable of switching radios and we can stay in communications at all times. We're aware it's going to be difficult to maintain radio coverage at all times. And if that happens, well, we have mitigation plans for that. If we completely lose track, then we ask the drone to land in a safe spot, things like that. The critical part is when it lands at the health center. It's very important that before it lands, that we get a confirmation that the area is clear to land. And so for that, we have to have the health worker confirm. So the first time it'd be a confirmation over the phone that the area is safe to land. And if it's not safe to land, we're hoping to automate that later down the road. But so if it's not safe to land, then we ask the drone to return either to the warehouse or to a safe rally point.
With drone logistics, even the sky is not the limit. Where can we go next with these kinds of services?
So I think the end goal is to be leading logistics service provider for international NGOs that are bringing aid and doing development in developing countries, not just Malawi, but all other countries that face similar challenges. So that's the end goal, to be unmanned logistics for international NGOs. And that could be anything, you know, delivering all sorts of quality life-saving products. You know, if an area is cut off by floods, you know, have a solution for that, a drone that could go out there to an area that we haven't been to before or something, you know. All sorts of scenarios, but have solutions for different scenarios, for different payloads, for different ranges. I think that's where we see this going. And we also have an exciting feature or part of our offering that we're working on. And this we call the Mamabird Instant Impact App. And so we're developing a smartphone-based app that will enable anyone with the app in the phone, anywhere in the world, to see on a map where the flights are needed, what is needed, and make a donation through a credit card or whatever and say, hey, I've given my 250 euros, go out and do some good with it. And then we could say, okay, with this 250 euros, we're going to do 5 flights of this product to that village that's in need of this. And then possibly the next day you see a notification on your phone that the flight is about to happen and you get to track it on your phone, Uber style. You know, like when the Uber is coming to you and you see that the package has been dropped off, and possibly a day or two later, you get to see who your package was dropped off to, you know, the package that you sponsored. So we feel that this would really open up a lot of doors and allow a lot of people that have all this money sitting around to be able to do some good with it, and also see what their money has done, which is kind of what's missing in the way things are done right now. Be able to say that I gave this amount of money and this is the good it has done, and I saw it for myself, you know. I got a notification on my phone and I got to see it happen. So that's also something we're working on. And eventually, we also think with the proliferation of mobile money in East and Southern Africa, so Kenya, Tanzania are big on mobile payments. A lot of people don't have banks but have money in their phone, M-Pesa and Airtel Money and things like those, would allow people to group buy or call for items that they need. And these guys are on the last mile, but they could say, hey, we need 10 mosquito nets and 5 of this and 5 of that and whatever, and place an order and be able to have this delivered to them. That's eventually in the near future. We hope to see this happen and have all these different customer segments that we reach out to.
We feel like here in the United States or across Europe, we already have roads that are in really great conditions. Whereas, you know, in countries such as Malawi or other countries in Africa, people don't have access to all season roads. And that's where we see this technology really, being really useful compared to a place like here where we don't have really this kind of problem. Here, we'd like to use drones, you know, to get some batteries. I'd like some, some scotch tape. Compared to being able to bring a birth kit to save a mother, to save a child, or feeding kids. I mean, that's really like the edge that's exciting about this technology, you know, when you can really impact somebody's life.
And there's another positive side effect to drone logistics too, encouraging more young women to get involved in science.
What we also hope to achieve with this, why what's also key to our name and the way we want to go about things, is the attitudes towards STEM and robotics and technology in this part of the world are mostly focused on the male child or the boys. So even in my other work, when I fly drones for mapping in remote areas, I usually find that it's the boys that come close and see what's going on. And even the moms push the boys to go, but the girls usually stand 50, 60 meters away and observe from a distance, you know. I once heard a mom say, even sometime I was doing some mapping in the city and I heard a mom say, and her daughters were so curious and excited about this drone and said, if my children were boys, I'd go buy them a toy drone in the shop, you know. And I said, why do they have to be boys, you know? Like, and it got me thinking, that's some of the stuff we want to help fix, you know, if girls see their moms who are health workers receive a drone and unload the package and then press a button and send it back on its way, it would help change mindsets and help them to think that this is also something that we could do someday, you know. So let's pursue STEM, let's pursue science, let's pursue possibly careers in aviation and aeronautics and that type of thing, you know, because they're seeing the moms doing it and they're seeing it bringing actual good to the communities, you know. When baby brother was sick, you know, a drone brought this, and I think a drone is a good thing, and I think I could pursue a career in robotics.
So the things we're excited about, well, look, we've got this UNICEF proposal that we're waiting to hear from. Hopefully that will allow us to get some resources to work on the cloud infrastructure to do the Mama Bird Instant Impact app. So that's one thing we're really excited about. And even if we don't get the funding for that, we'll still make it happen. The other thing we're excited about is we've got our first paying customer. Can't talk about what it's about, but they're really excited about using the Mama Bird drones. And that's also for social impact. It's to carry packages also to remote areas to improve people's lives. And that should be a proof of concept coming up within a month or two. So we're starting to get ready for that. And then, you know, the next exciting thing is going to be to actually be in the UNICEF drone testing corridor and testing out the scenarios we've been testing out here in the United States, working on the prototypes, testing them out there to see what kind of challenges we find locally bringing the big gas-powered drone and see how, you know, logistically, how do we bring everything there? Are there any, you know, things that could happen in the field that we're not anticipating, but we're really excited to get the drone out there, have it fly, and seeing the results.
To find out more about Mama Bird, you can visit their website, mamabird.io. Special thanks go to Thomas Lauzon and Eugene Masaya. SpeechMark is an experiment from Vodafone, and we hope you enjoyed this as much as we enjoyed making it. So please rate and review so we can make it even better in the future. To find more stories, conversations, and insights about the connected digital world, go to gigalife.vodafone.com. This series was brought to you by Chris Jennings, Josie Semple, Armin Bodossian, Lucas Sesford, Alex Yobet, and Max Thompson, and produced by Paddle Productions. I'm Ellie Williams. Thank you for listening.